So, we've just seen a little play about everyone's favorite subject this time of year, gifts. It struck me in thinking about the subject that there must be a connection between the original story of the Magi bringing gold and frankincense and myrrh and, by the way, what the heck that is, I'd like to know. Anyway, as I was saying, there must be a connection between the wise men bringing their gifts to the baby Jesus and Santa speeding about the globe behind his flying reindeer bringing gifts to all the good little girls and boys. In fact, just as I started working on this homily, I happened across a recent book, Does Santa Exist? A Philosophical Investigation, by Eric Kaplan. I'd like to read a passage from the second chapter, which is entitled, The Science of Not Being a Chump. It deals with the benefits of practical rationality and coincidentally comments on our story and the young couple Jim and Della. Do we feel good about the prospects of the relationship? And I think we do, just judging by my own emotional reaction. I feel I would be happy to be one of the lovers in O. Henry's story, even though neither got what they wanted. In fact, what they got was precisely useless, namely a comb for a bald head and a fob for a non-existent watch. Would they have done better if they had been more rational? Well, if they wanted to be perfectly rational, they could have just asked each other what they wanted and then, using their joint resources, bought it together. Or better yet, they could have given each other money. Or best of all, since money is fungible, each person in the relationship could have kept his or her own money and bought him or herself exactly what he or she wanted. So the most rational gift for me to give my wife would be for me to keep my money and buy something for myself and to let her keep her money and buy something for herself. But that would not be a gift anymore. It would, in fact, be what we call a purchase. In fact, if you look at what makes it great to give and receive a gift, it is that it's surprising, that we didn't just ask for it, that it affirms a relationship that is bigger than our private, selfish desires. Affirming a relationship. Isn't that just what Jim and Della did? Each one thought carefully about what the other most would want and then sacrificed their most precious possession to obtain it. And it didn't matter one bit that the gift turned out in the end to be useless. In this case, it turned out, it really was the thought that counted. Gary Chapman, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, has developed the concept of the five love languages. He maintains that there are basically five different and very distinct ways people show their love for one another. Among these are quality time shared, words of affirmation, acts of service, and physical touch. Most people respond to each one of these to one degree or another. But Chapman believes that every person has one which predominates, and it is necessary that we recognize the language that we speak most may not be the same as that of those we love. If Ralph is constantly snuggling up to Alice, but never takes out the garbage, and her first language is acts of service, there may be a problem. If Trixie's main language is words of affirmation, it won't do Ed any good to spend all of his free time with her if he never comes right out and says, I love you. Okay, wait a minute. Chapman's theory says there are five love languages, and I think I've mentioned only four. Yeah. The fifth language, of course, is gifts. And so here we are. As I suspect you already knew, our little play wasn't really about gifts at all. It was about love. And that, for us UUs, is the reason for the season. All the running around looking for the perfect gift, the family get-togethers, the neighborhood parties, the tree or the menorah, they all have meaning because of the love we feel for one another. We older ones, we no longer stay awake waiting for Santa. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.